Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys here on this Thursday. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. And I also forgot to mention this at the top of the show, and this is my bet. This is where we'll tap the chest, as we do here on the program. Once again, it's a Thursday night football game, so we want to hear from the real ones. Let us know what your favorite bet is for tonight's game and why. It could be a side, it could be a total, it could be a prop, but let us know by entering it into the YouTube chat. Go to the YouTube chat, damn it. That's what we're doing. Like, no more tweets, no more Twitch. Go to our YouTube page, because as Nick, in his passionate plea yesterday, we did see a spike in our YouTube subscribers. It was very, very nice. So go to the YouTube channel, put it in the YouTube chat, and we will give you a shout out there by letting us know what you like tonight. Once again, side, total, or prop, and why. Please include the rationale, and we'll tip the cap to you as a real one here on You Better You Bet. So favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game, Dolphins at the Bills. All right, that's the housekeeping for that side. 20 minutes from now, we'll break down the other NFL awards. Yesterday, if you missed it, check it out in podcast form. Talked about MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. Well, today, we're doing the rest. Coach of the Year. Who should you bet this week for Coach of the Year? I have a bet on a guy that was thought of very highly in the summertime. The market's cooled off a little bit. Now might be the time to dip our toe into the water. We'll discuss that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, good afternoon. Welcome to week three. How are we doing today?
It is always a glorious day on Thursday when the NFL week officially kicks off. I'm doing fantabulous, Femi.
Oh, yeah. We got football tonight, baby. I know the point spread's big. And I know it's expected to be a blowout or whatever, but still, football is back in our lives. We're not too deep into the season to where we can be like, oh, tonight's game is not that great. Like, yeah, that's maybe like a late November, December thing. But like right now, every game seems like it's great, especially when it's a standalone game. So we're fired up for this AFC East clash. And who knows? Maybe the Miami Dolphins actually show up. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but some people seem to believe so based on how they have been betting it, which we'll get into here now. Bill, what's the number one story that we need to know on this Thursday afternoon?
Well, Femi, it is that week three in the NFL does officially kick off tonight. It's the Miami Dolphins headed to Buffalo to face those Bills. No surprise, the Bills are a heavy favorite over at BetMGM. It's currently 11.5 points. Total is 50.5. So, Femi, how are you and others betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Like, I've had bets in the other island games that we've had for Thursday night, like bet the over in the Eagles-Cowboys game, which was a very, very unfortunate loser. Last week, laid the 3 with the Green Bay Packers. Love that experience. That was a fun game to watch for yours truly. This week, I'm not going to bet the side. I can say that pretty confidently right now. I will not bet the side. We're going to have some first TD score bets, of course, with Femi's Island. That's coming up at 6:40 to close out the show. But I might be able to get there with the total. The more I think about this game, and as we outlined in the last segment, all of the injuries that we have with these teams, like you have the Buffalo defenders hurt, Ed Oliver, Matt Milano. You got the two secondary guys for Miami. Those guys are injured. But the big one for me is Jaylen Waddle. If we find out 90 minutes prior to kickoff that Jaylen Waddle is A-OK and is good to go, I will be betting the over in this game. I think they're just going to get a lot of points. How the hell is Miami's defense going to stop Buffalo? But then also, Mike McDaniel, for as much as he is on the hot seat, and maybe this is his last day as Miami Dolphins head coach, like he at least is a good offensive mind. And I think he's going to find ways to attack this Bills defense without two of their better defenders. The total right now is at 50.5. It's pretty high. It's gone up from 49.5. We have yet to hit that key number of 51. I think at 51 or better, this is probably a bet on the over, but we must make sure that Jaylen Waddle will be playing in this game, which perhaps might be a dead coach walking spot with McDaniel and the Dolphins going up against this juggernaut, that being the Buffalo Bills. Now, as for what everyone else is betting with tonight's game, 74% of the bets, 77% of the handle is on the Bills. That was laying 12.5. So the betting market, the influential bettors are against the betting public with this game. 63% of the bets and 80% of the handle is on the over 49.5. That's continued to gone up and up and up as we sit here at 50.5. 55% of the bets are on the Dolphins money line at plus 600, which, you know, people kind of like to throw darts a little bit. You know, betting 6-1 is a lot more fun than betting minus 900, which is what the Buffalo Bills are. But 81% of the bets are on Bills money line with this game. Sorry, 81% of the handle is on the Bills money line, as of course you'd have to bet $900 to win $100 if you think Buffalo is going to win tonight. As for the most popular player props, the fifth most popular, Bills kicker Matt Prater, over 1.5 field goals made. Fourth most popular, Bills running back James Cook, over 68.5 rushing yards. Third most popular, Josh Allen, over 28.5 rushing yards. Second most popular, James Cook, over 84.5 rushing plus receiving yards. A little R&R there for the Buffalo Bills running back. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Dolphins running back Devon Achane, over 53.5 receiving yards. I know Brad Evans has come on with us earlier this week. He says he loves the Achane reception. So I think a lot of people thinking that Achane, check down option for Tua in a game where they're likely to be trailing in the second half, he should be able to eat in the reception category. But the most popular anytime TD score is James Cook at minus 165. I like some first TD scores, which we'll reveal later on at 6:40, but I want to find out the actives and inactives before I bet the over. If Waddle's in, I will go over 50.5 tonight on Thursday Night Football. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, we heard last week that Brock Purdy was going to be out 2 to 5 weeks, but surprisingly, he returned to practice yesterday in a limited fashion. More surprisingly, Kyle Shanahan addressed the media yesterday and said that there was a chance that Purdy could play this Sunday against the Cardinals. Now, we haven't gotten any kind of update today yet from the Niners, but Femi, this one is interesting, and obviously if Purdy plays, it has betting implications.
Oh, yeah, this would be a massive, massive move in the market if Brock Purdy is going to play in this game. Like, we're not going to be hanging out at Niners 2.5 if Purdy is the starting quarterback on Sunday. Now, is he going to play? I actually lean towards no, but I do think this is a great sign for next week for San Francisco. Like, if he's limited on Wednesday, like, that's probably a good sign that he's going to be able to play next week. Who do the Niners play next week? When they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. This week, though, I almost think that they're going to try to err on the side of caution. At least that's what I would do if I was running the 49ers. So maybe this is me injecting a little bit of my own sensibilities onto Kyle Shanahan and that organization. But I thought that the win last week with Mac Jones bought them a little bit of a window to make sure that Brock Purdy is all the way healthy. Because the initial diagnosis last week was, all right, this is going to be a 2 to 5 week deal. He's dealing with some degree of turf toe. As like we know, turf toe can be a very serious issue. Just look at the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow. Clearly, Brock Purdy's turf toe is not that, because it said 2 to 5 weeks as opposed to 3 months on the recovery, but it's still a significant injury. It's only been a week and a half. Like, Sunday will be 2 weeks. You won against New Orleans. You're probably going to close a favorite even with Mac Jones at quarterback. Do you really need to rush Brock Purdy back when you want to keep the bigger picture in mind? I think cooler heads will prevail, and I think Mac Jones will end up being the starting quarterback, but I don't blame folks for grabbing some of those Niners numbers, saying, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and roll the dice and bet Niners minus two, Niners minus 2.5. Because if Purdy ever did play, you are in a very, very good spot underneath that key number of 3, to where if you want at the end of the week, you can come back, maybe take some Cardinals plus 4.5 or something like that, and try to middle the game on 3 and 4, which are very, very key numbers in the NFL. So the sports books, they're a little bit exposed. I think everyone's kind of flying by the seat of their pants with this one. We're all making educated guesses, but my guess is that we're probably going to see Purdy next week against Jacksonville, as opposed to this Sunday against the rival Arizona Cardinals. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, Femi, the America's game, the one at 425 Eastern that most of the country will see, is the Dallas Cowboys heading to Chicago to face the Bears. Now, a storyline that's interesting in that one, defensive coordinator for the Cowboys is former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus. He's returning to Chicago, where he got fired, of course, Thanksgiving weekend of last year. Eberflus spoke to the media and said he hasn't thought about returning to Chicago at all. If you believe that, I have some oceanfront property in Nebraska to sell you. Femi, what are your thoughts about these two teams squaring off on Sunday?
My thought is, like, who is this revenge game for? Is this Eberflus' revenge game, or is it the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams' revenge game for what Eberflus did last year? Like, both sides have a very strong argument for who's the revenge game for. But yeah, I'm with you. There's no way in hell that Matt Eberflus is just like, oh, I haven't given it much thought. And like, his quote was so silly. Like, it was, oh, it's game three, and it's important that we improve. Like, all right, guy. I get it. You don't want to, like, stoke the flame or add any headlines that's going to kind of put yourself out there, because we've all seen your defense through 2 weeks also. Not like they can back it up for you if you did say some words. But, like, he's just trying to kind of, like, cool this whole thing. But there's definitely some extra motivation for Matt Eberflus. They fired you Thanksgiving weekend, bro. Like, are you going to mean that this game doesn't mean anything to you? Of course it does. Everyone who's in the NFL is a big-time competitor, and of course this game means a lot. Now, does that mean that the Cowboys' defense is going to be, like, all of a sudden the doomsday defense of the 70s? Like, nah, that's not happening. In fact, this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game. It's going to be a really fun game, or entertaining game, I shall put it. I don't know how much fun I'm going to have watching this one, as this is the YBYB Femi versus Bill and Jake bowl here, and Sean Ha. This is just going to be a game where it's going to be, who's the team that can make the fewest amount of mistakes? And right now, thinking about this game, the more we talk about this one, it's got to be the Dallas Cowboys. Like, the Dallas Cowboys have Dak Prescott. The Chicago Bears have Caleb Williams. Caleb's more talented than Dak. There's a reason why Dak was drafted in the fourth round and Caleb was drafted first overall and won the Heisman Trophy. Like, he's more talented. But in terms of managing a game where it's going to be, all right, like, we can't make mistakes, well, we also have to make plays, I trust Dak a hell of a lot more than Caleb Williams, who's just beginning his second year as an NFL quarterback. So for me, if you were to bet the side, it's Dallas. In terms of the total, like, that has been blasted. 48.5 is now as high as 51 in the betting market. As long as the weather checks out, and it sounds like it might rain Sunday, no real wind, I think that this game should go over the number, barring crazy turnovers or some sort of lightning delay as we saw in the opening week against Philadelphia. So I think Dallas wins the game. That's how I'd bet the game. I'm definitely putting Dallas in some contests. I'll probably have a small bet on the Cowboys because I don't think it's like a big edge at a pick 'em price, but I think that they should win this football game. But I think this will be a very, very entertaining one. And I'm sure the headlines for the losing team will be rather tasty coming out of this one on Sunday. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Well, Femi, the Giants have played their first two games of the season without their great left tackle, Andrew Thomas, but head coach Brian Daboll provided an update on his status that sounded promising.
Yeah, well, I would say Andrew will take predominantly most of the snaps today, and just if you're a backup, you get the reps that you get, and you take show team reps. I think we do things, again, whether it's walkthrough, whether it's after practice, much like the quarterbacks do with guys that improve their craft the way we need to help them improve their craft.
So Femi, Thomas going to take most of the first team snaps. It certainly sounds like he could be back on the field this week against the Chiefs.
I mean, it's way too early in the season for Brian Daboll to sound like that, man. Like, he just sounds like, oh, yeah, he's going to take these snaps. Like, bro, it's September, man. We got a long way to go. There's like, so like 15 more weeks of the NFL season. My goodness. But it is a great sign for the New York Giants, though, all jokes aside. We all saw the shenanigans of James Hudson in the game against the Dallas Cowboys to start off. Like, four penalties in one drive, really? Like, come on, man. Like, that was, I thought James Hudson had a survivor entry on the Dallas Cowboys as well watching that game. Like, I could not believe that. And, like, the broadcast, rightfully so, was going pretty insane about it because, like, it's, like, to see that on one drive was absurd that the guy had that many penalties. Now, his replacement, because they ended up benching James Hudson, put in Marcus Bowe, like, he was actually pretty solid, but he's not Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas is a legitimately good left tackle in this league. And this offensive line with Thomas is already bad. Without him, it's horrendous. So I think that he at least stabilizes that front and gives Russell Wilson some kind of a chance back there in terms of finding some of those playmakers like Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson. Now, that's one aspect of the game. The big aspect of the game for me with this is that this is like a loser leaves town matchup on Sunday night. Giants 0-2. Kansas City 0-2. Could you imagine if the Chiefs lose this game and fall to 0-3? I mean, you want to think that the Chiefs panic is at a high right now? Everyone will be throwing dirt on this team and proclaiming that the dynasty is dead if they lose to the New York Giants. This is a very, very pressure-packed game. And if you're Kansas City, it's a must-win game. Not just because they're 0-2. But when you look at the rest of their schedule, next week, who do they play? The Baltimore Ravens. Like you cannot afford to drop this one and be 0-3, then have Baltimore come to town to put you at 0-4. And oh, by the way, Kansas City still has to go to Buffalo later on this season. Like, these are critical, critical games, and we'll see what Kansas City is made up tonight, or sorry, Sunday night when they take on the New York Giants. Bill, hit me with the last one before we had to break.
All right, Femi, it's Tampa Bay rookie wide receiver Emeka Ibuka. He's been off to a nice start in his career, 3 touchdowns already, but he has been added to the Bucs injury report, a hip and a groin injury. He is questionable this week against the Jets. Femi, the Bucs cannot catch a break with these injuries.
Yeah, this is such a talented team, but for some reason, like, they're just out here playing whack-a-mole with these injuries. Oh, this guy's coming back. Well, now this guy's hurt. Like, it's just kind of an unfortunate situation, but when fully formed, I do believe they are a very, very talented team in the NFC and a big-time contender. But for Ibuka, DNP yesterday, DNP today, puts a lot of stress on that Friday injury report. If he doesn't do anything tomorrow, I don't think he's going to play, which will be a big loss for Tampa, a team that I like to cover the number this week when they host the New York Jets. All right, on the other side, we will tackle the NFL awards market, who you should bet to win Coach of the Year next on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.